Bonjour, monsieur. Pouvez-vous me dire comment je vous aide?
You were the concierge on duty when Mademoiselle Boucher went missing.
You are Monsieur Geist, n'est-ce pas?
Yes.
Monsieur Frey told me to cooperate with you fully.
Then please answer the question.
As I told the police, I was on duty, but I did not see anything.
I see. That's your official statement?
Oui, oui.
Okay, but what's the truth? What really happened?
Monsieur?
Let's cut to the chase.
Monsieur, qu'est-ce que vous dire? Cut to the chase. What does that mean?
You were on duty and saw the Boucher girl sneaking out. She caught you catching her and did something. Blackmailed you or bribed you, one or the other, to not see her. Now that she's missing, you're afraid. But if you talk to me, I'll do my best to keep your name out of things. Make sure this indiscretion doesn't become public knowledge.
That is quite a story, monsieur. You should consider writing a roman, the novella.
Okay. I'll see how funny the constables find my theories.
Monsieur?
Yes?
S'il vous plaît, non. Please don't.
If you didn't see her, then you have nothing to fear. Am I right, madame?
Please, come back. Let us speak in private.
If you wish.
Back here, s'il vous plaît. You do not understand, monsieur. My reputation, it is my livelihood.
I understand better than you do, Geraldine.
Madame Geraldine.
As the concierge, you are privy to all the deepest and darkest secrets of the hotel. Whatever people want, whenever people want, they know you can provide. But we aren't talking a simple dalliance here, Geraldine. We are potentially talking of a girl's very life.
I do not want to see anything happen to Mademoiselle.
Then help me. You know where she went. Tell me so I can find her and bring her home to her family.
The underground. She asked for directions to the underground.
The subway. The best you can give me is the subway.
C'est vrai! It is true, monsieur. She came down in the middle of the night, asking where to find the underground. She was acting mysterious, and she gave me 300 euro to have never seen her. What was I to do?
Tell the truth. Be a woman of integrity.
Je suis désolé. I am sorry, monsieur.
Have you told me everything?
Mais oui. Everything that I know, monsieur.
Then don't apologize to me. Hope you get the chance to apologize to her. And next time, do the right thing the first time around.
Monsieur, are you ready for your car?
I changed my mind. Not tonight.
I saw your lady friend leave earlier. I hope all is well for you.
It's just friends. You don't miss much, do you? Were you working the other night?
Oui.
Did the police speak with you about Mademoiselle Boucher's disappearance?
No. The management, they prefer us to be, inconspicuous.
At least until the bags need to be carried.
You are correct, monsieur.
So they didn't come to you. Did you go to them?
With what, monsieur? I did not see anything.
So the Boucher girl managed to walk out of these front doors and you didn't see her?
I would not call her a girl, monsieur. She is 20, able to make decisions of her own.
That'd be fine if not coming back was her own idea. But I seriously doubt being kidnapped was on her agenda for the evening. Did you talk to her?
Oui, she asked for directions.
Really? That's strange, that she forgot how to get to the underground between the front desk and the door.
Where she was going, she did not need the underground. I told her how to walk there.
You sent a 20-year-old woman for a midnight stroll by herself? Where was she going?
She wanted to visit the Stade de France.
She wanted to visit the sports arena. Was there a game that night?
I do not follow football, monsieur.
Yet you know where the stadium's at.
The Stade is a national landmark, monsieur, ever since the Olympics. Everyone knows where it is.
Except Michelle, apparently.
Except Mademoiselle Boucher, apparently.
So, in the middle of the night, she decides to do some sightseeing.
I am told that the Stade is beautiful, even when not being used.
Must be. I guess I'll go and see for myself. Thank you for doing this, Jan.
It is my pleasure, Monsieur Geist.
Are you sure you won't get into any trouble for doing this? I mean, after all, it's the job of security guard to keep the place secure, not giving walking tours to visitors.
You are not the typical visitor, Monsieur. The boss said to consider you a dignitary, which warrants a tour.
I'm rich. That doesn't make me royalty.
I don't think money had anything to do with it. He said he owed your family a favor.
Given my family, that wouldn't surprise me any. And you're positive that you never laid eyes on the girl?
Oui, monsieur. I was a guard on duties that night, and I saw nothing.
And there wasn't anything happening at the stadium that night?
No. We were closed up as tight as the catacombs.
That's about what I expected. I appreciate the tour, but would you mind if I had a few moments to myself? I'd like to gather my thoughts and put all the facts together in my head.
It is not a problem, monsieur. Do you know the way out?
I think I can find my way.
Very good. I will be at the front gate if you need me.
Thanks, Jian. I'll let you know when I leave.
Hui, take your time.
Okay, you can come out now.
You knew I was here?
I heard the extra footfalls about 3 minutes ago. Not sure how long you've actually been trailing us.
Not long. Are you armed?
No.
Too bad. For you.
Are you part of New Revolution?
What is that? I mean, I will be the one asking the questions.
Okay. The gun gives you that right. Ask away. Well?
I do not have any questions. I was just told to tell you to leave the city.
Told by whom?
Never mind. You must leave today.
I'll consider it if you answer me one yes or no question.
Okay. Ask.
Do you know Savat?
No.
Too bad. For you.
You booted me in the hand!
For starters.
You booted me in the head!
Stay down and don't move. My turn to ask questions. What's your name?
Enzo.
Who sent you?
I can't say.
You will say.
I can't!
You're more afraid of them than you are of me?
No, monsieur. I owe him too much.
All things considered, I don't think you owe him much of anything anymore.
He gave me a chance to turn my life around.
And that turned out so well for you. Okay, so you make me guess. How was Pierre involved in the kidnapping of Boucher?
What? How did you know?
Pierre was the only one who knew I was coming here, and you obviously came after me specifically. Therefore, he had to have sent you.
I know nothing of any kidnapping. Pierre, he helped me get the job at the Ritz. I do laundry, but it is the best I can hope for right now. Money is tight, and many won't hire convict.
So knowing that you're desperate and willing to do anything, he sent you after to kill me.
No, monsieur. Not kill. I was just to scare you. Convince you that Harry, she is not safe.
Well, the only thing that you convinced me of is that you must have really loved prison to be stupid enough to threaten someone with a gun. Get yourself up and let's get moving. I'm going to hand you over to Jeanne and then go ask Pierre where I can find Michelle.